New Hampshire Real Estate Headlines. Vision Government Solutions launches NH Municipal Property Database. Vision Government Solutions has created an online database where users can click on their New Hampshire municipality to view property information. Real estate professionals can quickly access municipal property records across NH jurisdictions to support valuations, due diligence, and advisement. Select your municipality at https://www.com/newhampshireonline-database/ to start pulling local property data. New Hampshire Real Estate Headlines. New Hampshire Property Records Search Tool centralizes owner, deed, and lien data. PropertyChecker.com has launched a unified New Hampshire property records search portal that aggregates owner information, deeds, permits, tax records, loans, and liens in one place. Real estate professionals in NH can streamline due diligence and closing preparation by accessing comprehensive property histories without toggling between multiple county databases. Add https://newhampshire.propertychecker.com/ to your transaction toolkit for faster title research and client verification. New Hampshire Real Estate Headlines, New Home Construction Permitting in NH, A Guide for Navigating Zoning and Codes. Chinberg Builders published a guide outlining the time-consuming process of new home construction in New Hampshire, including the layers of zoning laws and building codes builders must navigate. Real estate professionals in NH need to understand construction timelines and regulatory hurdles to set accurate client expectations and identify viable development opportunities. Review the full guide at htchinberg.com/newhomeconstruction-inNH to familiarize yourself with the permitting landscape. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 SA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some NH jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period.